In the last several weeks, instances of sexual harassment and even assault have been revealed in Hollywood, in the media, and in Congress. Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf says Harrisburg is not immune. Wolf wrote an op-ed piece for PennLive.com this week saying state government must take action against sexual harassment. The governor spoke with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.
Governor, was there a specific recent revelation or more than one regarding abusive behavior in state government that spurred this op-ed?
No, it was what's happening in the nation.
But I believe in the op-ed you mentioned that Harrisburg state government is not immune. What did you mean by that comment?
Just the revelations that have come out nationally, I think, that some of the stuff is going on in Harrisburg.
Angela Columbus, a Harrisburg bureau reporter for the Philadelphia Inquirer, told WESA about several examples of harassment that have happened to just her, including a male legislator greeting her with a hug and, quote, a sloppy kiss on the cheek. She said she was speechless. Another lawmaker she was interviewing in a Capitol hallway began casually stroking her arm as he spoke to her. And also a one-time legislative leader needling her over the phone about her sex life. So it seems like government in Harrisburg is not immune to this kind of behavior.
Well, those are the same stories that I've read. Now, none of those stories are about people in the executive branch. The legislators don't work for me. People in the administration, in the executive branch, who do work for me, I've made it clear that that kind of behavior is unacceptable. It's our policy. We have training. And if something like this occurs, I take action.
Last month, legislation proposed in the Senate seeking to ban non-disclosure agreements in cases involving sexual harassment and assault. And the state house, a proposal to ban the non-disclosure agreements that hide elected officials' names, prohibit the use of taxpayer funds for settlements. How much support are you adding to these pieces of legislation?
They both are addressing this issue, and I support what they're doing, and I think this is something that we ought to not only call attention to, but continue to fight wherever it rears its ugly head.
As most people know, before you're becoming governor, you were a businessman. You had, I believe, a couple hundred employees. What steps did you take to either eliminate or prevent such behavior in your own company?
We did training to make sure that people understood why the policy was in place. We even went to the point of actually monitoring internet activity so that we made it clear that no instance of misbehavior along these lines would be tolerated.
Did you have to take steps against anyone?
Yeah.
Did that involve termination or some other sort of reprimand?
No, I followed the procedure. It involved, I think, in every case, termination.
In your op-ed piece, you talked about the need for more women in decision-making positions, particularly in the General Assembly. I believe in the House, 203 members. I believe there are 40 women in the Senate. 7 of the 50 senators are women. What are you doing to encourage more women to run and those who are running to help them with their campaigns?
I think part of that is recruitment. I think part of it is what these bills are trying to do, and that is to say we are not going to tolerate a culture that makes service difficult for people simply because of their gender.
Have you heard anecdotally or formally about male legislators harassing their colleagues who are women?
I don't know of that directly, but I've read the same things that you've read and heard the same reports that you've heard. So it apparently goes on in Harrisburg and outside of my administration. If it happens in my administration, I take action.
Well, Governor Wolf, thanks so much for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Kevin.
Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf speaking with 90.5 WESA's Kevin Gavin.